Washed down by the rain, stood by the gate at the foot of the garden, watching them pass like clouds in the sky. Tried to cry out in the heat of the moment, possessed by a fury that burns from inside.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One thing I do not like is too much traffic. You know, tonight I had to come from and the freeway. It was so much traffic. It took me an hour and a half to get here. But talking about the terrible things, my wife, please take her.
No, I am only fooling.
I love my wife, but she don't know how to cook. Her cooking is so bad. It's terrible. Now I would like to do for you the imitations. I would like to start with the Jimmy Carter, the President of the United States. Hello, I am Jimmy Carter, the President of the United States. Thank you very much. And now I would like to do for you the Elvis Presley.
Bye. In what has to be considered an upset, the franchise Shane Douglas losing the ECW World
Match by belt, Tony Styles.
But you didn't want the belt.
I said, that's my belt.
I'm confused now.
Are you confused? Well, let me straighten it out for you. Pitbull, think about what I did to Too Cold Scorpio. I damn near crippled him for a belt I didn't want. Imagine what I'll do to you. Not by saying I want it.
As you all can see, in his time away, my brother Big Dick has become a very happy person.
Stitches, blood, concussion. I wasn't winning any beauty contest anyways.
This place is crazy.
Oh, oh, the mud! The mud! The mud!
Wow.
Hey, hey,
damn.
Excuse me. Come on. Come on.
That sucked, didn't it? Keep rolling, baby.
They were slamming tables and throwing people.
Come on, come on. Oh, oh,
damn.
Oh, oh.
Play.
Come on, come on. Hold up. I got more. I got more.
It's time we did something about this little family misunderstanding. The need for some major attitude adjustment for Devon.
I love the beach. It just makes me want to take off all my clothes and
kill somebody. Enough of this. Hey, girls, let's go out on Fozzie's boat.
All right, Fozzie.
Hey, I thought I said, don't call me Fozzie.
I never asked for anything. Anything I've ever done here, I've earned. Brian Lee, weapons match, ECW, anything you've ever want to see used in the ring. Bring weapons. A lot of them.
Not only am I going to end your career, I'm going to carve out your soul.
Tell her I'm doing fine.
Tell her
it was my baby talking. Counselor? Counselor? Is that you? Counselor? I'm out, come out, wherever you are.
And the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Woo! I'm looking down the barrel off a ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. A goodbye city, I'm country bound. Monday rolls around.
Change that. Illuminate. Deluminate. Ooh, isn't that nicer? Go ahead, you try it.
Illuminate.
Ah. Raymond? Raymond, we got to talk.
How did you get in?
Wish I knew. I got past codes, routes to secret underground kingdoms, complete access to the Industrial Data Grid Interface. Now I don't even know what that shit means. But I be meaning to ask you about it, because I like it. I like it a lot.
Your skills were given you for a reason, not for your personal amusement. Your job is to kill Mr. Edgar Friendly and stop a revolution before it precipitates. That was why you were rehabilitated.
All right. I'm gonna do you a little dastardly deed for you. But it's gonna be a little bit more difficult than you thought. And I'm gonna need some help. I'll need about 5 or 6 more special men. And I just so happen to have a list. You see, I wouldn't want you to defrost any of those mad dog killer types, you know what I mean? And none of them motherfuckers from New York. They're too uptight.
So you're gonna be the only mad dog killer type, right?
Exactly.
Fine. Take care of it. Just get it over with. You're beginning to be more trouble than you're worth.
Oh, Raymond, don't say that. And what do I get out of all of this?
What do you want?
Malibu. Santa Monica.
Hell, what about all the coastal cities?
Well, I'll bear it in mind.
Good, I'll send you a memo.
Just do your job.
What is John Spartan doing here? Huh? Did you invite him to this little party of ours?
Look, you finish your business, and I'll stuff him back in the freezer. Think of him as a guarantee.
A guarantee? Well, you don't have much of a guarantee. I took care of Spartan once, I'll take care of him again. Now we need those men, DeFrost.
I look down on all the people looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. Big Sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down.
Big Sky too big to cry. Big Sky too high to see.
They got problems. They get depressed and they hold their heads in their hands and they cry. People lift up their hands and they look up to the big sky. But the big sky is too big to sympathize.
Big sky too occupied. But he would like to try.
With customs snooping around.
Is it all there?
Yeah, it's all there, huh? I gotta go.
Not so fast.
It's all there, I tell ya.
What's the hurry, Louie?
It's 100% pure, uncut.
I'm sure it is. Barry, do me a line.
Some contracts for you to sign, Mr. Bletch.
Here, Dennis. I've got a little treat for you.
Ooh, Don't mind if I do, Mr. Bleach.
Borax!
Honest to God, I didn't know. I'm as surprised as you are. Please, Mr. Blitz, let's talk about this.
I think that's a very good idea.
Where's the merchandise?
Speak up, I can't hear you.
It's down on the docks. Mr. Big's shipping it out tonight.
Whereabouts on the docks?
Ow! Shit, 11!
There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now then, what are we going to do with all this borax? You seem a bit congested, Louis. Maybe your passages need cleaning out.
I don't understand.
C.R.
No, not that. No, Mr. Blitz, please.
You liquidated him real good, boss.
I think it's time we paid our Mr. Big a visit.
Right. Mr. McMahon is running from Austin, and Austin has him in the crowd, back in the concession area.
Oh, this is bad.
That's a ladies' room, King.
No, no, Mr. McMahon, the ladies' room.
Hey, it was a trap. An Edge.
Oh, get him out.
Pops, please. This is in the O-head part of the women's restroom. And here comes the Beast, Dan Severin. And Stone Cold now being wheeled into the ambulance. Number 11's not coming out. Wait a minute. That's Mabel.
Oh, look at that.
And there goes the Beast, and there goes Blackman. So Mabel is quickly eliminated. Two, make that three individual. Only one foot has hit the floor. Two must hit the floor. And now he's out. Mabel's now out of the ring.
Oh, no.
What is Taker doing? And here comes entry number 18.
Hey, whoa, what's this?
It's Kane.
I didn't think he was going to be in the rumble.
And there goes Road Dogg. And there goes Godfather.
Stone Cold was taken away in an ambulance. All right. And he's not coming back.
Wait a minute. There's an ambulance.
Is that for Mabel?
An ambulance is back.
Wait a minute.
Hey, it's Stone. It's Austin. Mr. McMahon, Austin's back. Oh, here comes the rattlesnake. This is Sexual Chocolate, the ninth wonder of the world, making history, the first woman ever to enter the Royal Rumble match.
Back.
And there goes Mark Henry. Sexual Chocolate. Mr. McMahon has won the Royal Rumble match. I never thought I'd ever hear myself say that. Somebody slapped me in the face.
Here.
Is this a dream?
Yo, Yvette, there's a lot of rumors going around. It's so bad, baby, you might have to skip town. See something smelling fishy and they say it's you. All I know is that you made it with the whole damn crew. They say you're a man eater during the full moon. Mascot of the senior boys' locker room. They said Yvette walked in, there wasn't too much rap. Her reputation got bigger and so did a gap. Cause girl, your mama should have taught you better. I'ma sit down and write you a long letter.
Dear Yvette. Dear Yvette.
I'm glad you ain't my sister, then again, if you was, I'd have to treat you like you was my distant cuz. I'm not a news reporter, I don't mean to assume. What should I think? I seen you coming out the men's bathroom. You wasn't in there alone, wasn't using the phone. The door was locked for 20 minutes, all I heard was moan.
Dear Yvette. Dear Yvette.
I don't really know if the story is so. I can either ask Curly or Larry or Moe, or Earl, Shabazz, Lou, Mookie, or Joe. Like Santa Claus said, you're a ho-ho-ho. In every disco, you say hello like you're a little angel. But we all know, since you was 11, you've been acting this way. You always got in bed when you wanted to play. You're a freak, you think you're Lady Godiva. Some freaks alive, but Yvette, you're alive.
Dear Yvette.
You're a backseat queen, a elevator pro. A high-powered body makes your Levi's grow. See the stories I've heard, they could amaze. I heard she did it on a motorcycle back in the day. So calm down, freak, get a GED. That's a general education on decency. One day you'll see and agree with me. Unless you're gonna be a freak until you're 93. For you, there's no fee, everything is free. This is from me to you, not you to me. Every night is your night, your leather pants are tight. You try to shake your butt with all your might.
might think I had a little too much Bacardi, but that's not the problem. The problem's Yvette. How bad can a girl's reputation get? See, she's the kind of girl all the homeboys met. If you're desperate, that's Yvette, cause she'll say bet.
Dear Yvette, dear Yvette, dear Yvette, dear Yvette.
B-boys are hard on the boulevard. The reverend at the church said you was barred. Homeboys on the block love you a lot. You're a real famous freak whether you like it or not. So before you start walking and your beak starts squawking, let me explain to you who is talking. I'm LL Cool J from around the way. You boogie down to my records almost every day. Go 100 miles an hour when you're standing still. You're faster than my caddy when it's going downhill. Won't forget that day in the YMCA. The guy at the desk said it was okay for you to come inside cause he knew you'd stay. Greg G and Garfield yelled hooray.
Dear Yvette, 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 dear Yvette.
Travel all over this country and around the world, and people continuously, they boo me, they jeer me, but I understand that. They boo me and they jeer me simply because they cannot rise to my level.
Rock.
I didn't become a multimillionaire by being a nice guy. You only get to the top by being as cutthroat as possible, and I'm at the top of that list. And look at this right here, because this is what's going to blind you and dazzle you. The $1 million belt, the $1 million champion at WrestleMania 5.
Ted DiBiase, in WrestleMania 5, I'm going out there for all the innocent victims, for all the people you picked on, for all the people you've taken advantage of.
There'll be nothing in Atlantic City shining more brightly than the $1 million man and the $1 million belt.
Cutting your hair right off would give me more pleasure than just about anything I can think of in this world.
Beefcake, get serious. WrestleMania 5, you're talking about giving the $1 million man a haircut? Look, Beefcake, you can't afford to cut my dog's hair.
I may not be able to break your bank account. I can sure break your back.
What a view, jam-packed here, Trump Plaza, Atlantic City for WrestleMania 5. Underway, a hip lock by Brunei, who's got things going his way right now. Oh, 360 million dollar man is out of there. Look out, hey, come on, ref. Well, that little move by Virgil certainly turned the tables here. Uh-oh, look out. He's got him inside the ring. Beaver's fighting it, though, and he reached the rope. Brunei giving the sign for the sleeper. Right in the center of the ring. Virgil up on the apron, and Brunei had to go after him. Brunei intense now. Unfair advantage here. Referee's now counting both men out. He posted him. Brutus the Barber, Beefcake, claiming a moral victory here, even though both men were counted outside the ring. These folks in Atlantic City, they could pick their own winner in this one.
saw you staring at each other. I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell
shine.